these people.
Does it fit just right in the radio world?
Yeah!
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Fake Friday on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
I'm John Reap, that is.
Sarah Tiana.
And you're listening, watching live Fried.
Fried. We're here in Nashville. Yep. Is this your first time in Nashville, John?
It's very first time. Never been here
long
before.
Long time.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know how this crowd even knew about this show.
They didn't. I think they were all in the back, and then they got forced out because there was a fire drill next door at the furniture place.
That happens.
Yeah, and then they came here.
We're
not asking them questions.
No, right? I'm just curious for myself.
Yeah, John's not used to this many people being at one of his shows.
No, it's very bizarre. Yeah, it's caught me off guard. Why are there people here? Don't we know I'm here?
I tried to tell them, but I was like, it's Fried, and I didn't tag you in the post, so maybe that's why they're here.
Oh, you sneaked them. All right.
Well, this is also exciting for us because we never have other guests on.
No.
Except for our parents.
We've only gone live one other time.
One time.
We did that in Tempe, Arizona.
In Phoenix, Arizona. Dolph Ziggler.
It was, your wrestler buddy.
Cut to 18 people from Phoenix.
Only 18 people.
Only 18.
And I was like, okay,
that's
no
how many
pressure.
Fans we have.
Now there's people.
Yes.
We like talking to just ourselves, but yeah, we have guests.
We do have two guests.
That's right.
A squared amount of guests.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why they're here.
Yeah.
I see what's going on now.
I see what's going on.
They don't even care about us.
All right. That's okay. Well, let's bring them out here so that we can make these people happy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Thompson Square, everybody. Yay!
Air horn. Air horn. Come on in, you guys. Shauna and Kiefer, everybody.
Yes.
Both of them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It is my pleasure. I just downloaded your album. Big fan.
Just downloaded it? Why would you say that
it
right
happened real
now?
Quick.
And now I'm a big fan.
You paid for the album, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to get credit. Yeah. I actually paid for it.
You're the one.
I didn't have an agent hand me a copy. I paid for it.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
And how much did your mom give you the whole amount, or did you?
I still got to pay her back. She gave me her iTunes gift card. But
that's nice.
It's almost maxed.
The stocking stuffers.
Yes.
Trying to cash those in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to find out about you guys. How did this whole thing start?
Yeah, we're talking about your relationship.
Yeah,
so you two know each other.
Yeah,
we know each other. Yeah. Yes, that's in a biblical way.
Biblically,
yeah.
Oh,
I never understood that. Just, what that means.
I know. I don't know why they say biblically.
I didn't learn that in my Baptist church at all.
In your Baptist church, you didn't learn what biblically meant?
Yeah, not sex wise.
Oh. They're too busy telling you not to play with a deck of cards.
Yeah, don't dance.
Yeah, don't dance.
Whatever you do, God's sake, don't dance.
But fuck all you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can be biblical as you want, just don't dance.
Just don't dance.
It is not forgiven.
Well, how in the, biblically or not, how did you guys meet? Like,
we moved to Nashville
about 1,000 years ago.
20 years ago, yeah. Right.
Well,
there
you look great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
You age well.
Thank you.
So you moved to Nashville.
I'm trying to figure out who you were looking at when you said that statement.
You look great. Yeah, I was definitely looking at Shauna.
Yeah. I was trying to lean in. I was trying to get some. But
I don't know why you even had to ask that question.
Yeah, I felt it, but
you keep moving further away from me, and he keeps turning.
I can't really tell your eyes or ass. We met at a place called Nashville Nightlife, which was a place out on Music Valley Drive out by Opryland Hotel. And it was a contest the only place you could really sing is in front of tourists that would come in. They would judge you, you know. And you had the house band, you came in and signed up.
They would judge you?
They would judge you.
Oh,
what do you mean judge you?
On your performance, if you could sing or not.
It was like the original American Idol in Nashville.
No,
yeah.
It's like Gladiator. They gave you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Well, they
was Luke
out.
Bryant there, too?
No. Okay. No, he never showed. The only one kid ever won that contest. He sang an Air Supply song, the same song, every freaking night.
No.
And he won the $50 every single time.
Oh, man.
It was for money.
It was, yeah. Why would I do it?
Exposure? Why would you do this? Yeah. I have no idea why you make the decisions that you make.
Am I not getting paid for this?
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. You are, as soon as we do.
I told him I'd give him a $50 iTunes card.
Yeah, we buy. Yeah, John bought
buy your own album.
Yeah, yeah, that's the payment. I downloaded your album.
I'm sure you got 10 cents from that.
Not even that.
So okay, you got a contest.
So, contest.
Yep.
Yeah, so we met this contest, and I walked in, and Shauna was there at the... It was, you know, she's back there at the bar. She was signing up and everything. And I remember what she wore. And
what was it?
It was a little pantsuit. It was a little pantsuit thing. You know, the skirt.
A pantsuit.
Not a pantsuit. It wasn't like Hillary Clinton kind of pantsuit.
Well, that's what I think of. Well, you put the word like pants Dr. Evil and pantsuit. Like that.
No. Yeah. It was a skirt.
Okay. Okay.
It was a pantsuit, but it was a skirt.
Right.
So a pantsuit really. Was a
so like it was a jacket and a skirt.
Do you know what the difference between pants and skirts? No, okay.
It just seemed very professional.
Okay.
So it was very professional looking. And
I'm really red right now, right?
She's like, what?
So we walked in. I walked in, and she was at the bar in her pantsuit, and it was a skirt. And the jacket, you know, with the buttons and everything. And she was very put together with the curly strawberry blonde hair. And
it was very Reba-esque.
She was very...
Oh, yeah.
Very large hair, yes.
Fancy. Yeah.
So I went up to her, and I was dating a girl at the time. I was in a five-year relationship, the backside of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the very backside.
Do you still keep in touch with her now?
No. I think she's in the Philippines. Okay. But she... No, I can't make it up. I'm serious.
Did you meet her?
She moved to the Philippines after that. I don't know why.
That is a whole other subject that we need to talk about, but go ahead. We're talking about Shauna.
It's very Jerry Springer. I don't know if we should go there, but yeah.
Oh, really? So you and a Filipino girl, I'm assuming, got in a fight?
I was almost up for it. Every birthday, I'm like, oh. So we met. I asked her to play pool. And
I kicked his ass in pool.
Did.
Whoa!
I didn't tell him my dad owned a pool hall when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just cool hand
I slaughtered
Luke
him
or
yeah.
whatever.
I slaughtered him.
Or was that cool hand Luke?
I think he
ate 50.
He
eggs.
Ate eggs.
Yeah, no. He was an egg.
Oh, what the was pool the player. Guy that?
Oh, that was Tom Cruise, The Color of Money.
Yeah.
What's the name of the guy?
Paul Newman
was in that too. Yeah, I got them Paul Newman characters confused.
I just wanted some crowd participation.
John still doesn't believe.
She's right. She goes, "That's because you had no clue." Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. Right.
Help me! I don't know nothing.
Okay. Always do like that.
So you
know.
Didn't tell him, tell Kiefer that you're.
No,
you
know I kind of went along with it for a minute because he was trying to be very Rico Suave and show me how to play pool.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Hold the stick.
Ooh, oh yeah.
He was mansplaining stuff.
Oh yes.
Oh, you did the whole hold up the stick totally. This way.
Yeah. Let me show you how
get
it's
behind
done.
Her. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's how you hold a stick.
Just in case you're wondering.
Yes. I know the Filipino girl
worked.
Has no idea.
And the rest is history. Here we are.
Yeah. Boom. Oh, you can't just cut to that.
Yeah.
We're leaving a lot of stuff out. So you're playing the pool.
And you beat him?
I beat him.
She beat me.
And you didn't let her win.
No, I didn't let her win.
Okay.
You were focused on making the move.
I was going to let her win until she really started winning.
She actually won. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, shit.
Like, holy shit. Yeah. She's actually good at this.
20 minutes for every shot.
You know? I should have played you for money that night.
You didn't put a bet on it at all?
I didn't, but I should have.
No. Oh. Yeah.
We kind of have half of everything, so it kind of won pretty. It's kind of a money deal.
So y'all met at that contest.
Yeah.
Do you remember the song that you sang, and do you remember the song
yes.
that she sang?
She sang a Shelby Lynn song called... And then I sang.
Yes. So.
I think I sang Pocket Full of Gold from Vince Gill. That was my go-to.
Oh, okay.
That was
that's
my go-to.
How do those
that
songs
was the only,
go?
The only contest I ever won was with that song at the Broken Spoke Saloon. And that was the last thing I ever won. The first night I was here.
Except
I was like, this
your
is
bride,
be easy.
But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nashville was easy.
Her heart.
Yeah, and then that was
yes.
it.
Pocket Full of Gold.
And then you, Heart to Come Home To was a song that you sang.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, dude, you're going to get points for that.
No air horn for that?
Air horn!
Brownie points.
I like saying the word air
you
horn
do like
while
saying,
I'm doing the air
yeah,
horn.
You are the only one.
Air horn! Yes. It's more fun. Well, that's awesome. You guys remember the song? And
okay.
You played the pool? And
was that for my
clothes?
And where did she get her pantsuit on?
And where did you move to Nashville from? Each of you.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma and Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
Oh.
She's well tied.
All SEC rivals.
War Eagle.
Look at this. Yeah. War damn Eagle.
Yeah, that's right.
And are you a Boomer Sooner?
I'm a Sooner fan, but no one gives a shit about that.
No, definitely not.
There's never anybody from Oklahoma.
Brian Bosworth, that's
anywhere
all.
We go. And we're like, hey, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma. And then you're like, hey, I'm from Alabama. And everyone loses their mind, no matter where you're at.
No.
They're everywhere.
Oklahoma, they just go, that's fine.
That's great.
Okay, it's okay cool. By me.
What else is there?
Midwest, thanks.
I'm a Georgia fan, so I saw you guys at the Rose Bowl. Yeah, sick 'em. I saw lots of Boomer Sooner fans there. Yeah. Leaving in tears.
Boom.
I just wanted, I literally asked you three questions about Oklahoma just so I could talk about Georgia winning that game.
I saw you. And then watching the wheels turn in your head.
It's like, you see the math problem happening?
Can't wait.
It's okay.
Okay, so Alabama and then and Oklahoma. Yep. And then you literally met right when you both first moved here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The first week.
Yeah. First week?
Wow. Yeah.
So it was kind of a serendipitous thing, we think.
And it was meant to be.
Yeah. And did you immediately start singing together or did that?
Absolutely not. No. No
I'm
way.
I still have a dream of being a solo artist.
Yes. Got it. Got
still,
it.
I'm hanging on, man. Yeah. One of these days.
Hey, keep talking to my album.
I don't.
Yeah. Exactly right.
I've been trying for 19 years. I'm kind of good. That would be so nice. We tried that. We did the individual artist thing for a while. She actually had a deal at Warner Brothers when she was, 12?
No.
13, 14, something like that. You were young.
I was 18.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
And that didn't work out.
Was that here? I mean, did you get that?
We don't want to get into the details.
Oh,
of that,
no, but this is good stuff. They
just had a big record label kind of thing going on here earlier, so there might be some remnants.
Oh, they might be, yeah, they might be hanging out in the corners.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if they want to sign us.
All right, immediately, you were pursuing your individual careers.
Yeah.
And were you each writing your own songs? Did you help collaborate writing songs? Like, is that an easy thing to do? Because I can't imagine, like, jokes with somebody else. It's not, there's certain people, only certain people that I even write with. Yeah.
We've written just the two of us, just a couple songs in the whole time we've been together.
We usually have to have a referee.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work well if it's just
arguing.
Oh, really?
Thanks,
Okay.
Well, that leads to good music, I guess.
She's really strong. Yeah. She's really strong-willed. Very strong-willed, this one.
Okay.
We just don't get it. I mean, y'all have to understand that we're not a normal married couple.
Okay.
I mean, we've been together for 21 years.
No kidding.
Dating.
No way.
We've been married 19 years this year.
Come on, clap for that, Zanies.
Come on, please. I deserve that.
That's respectable in this town and in this business.
It is. I'm not saying no one's cheated, but we've been married. So we've been together for a long time. And so it's like, when I say we've been together that long, it's like every day.
Yeah.
So we've only been apart that whole time for maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, right.
Like at one stretch.
Oh, you got an aw over here.
An aw.
Oh,
it's a different version of aw. It's like,
see, I was like, oh, like God, that sounds awful.
Like yeah, like are there any married people here right now? Married people?
How many married people?
Yeah.
There they are.
How many of you could, like, hang out with your husband or your wife 24/7, 7 days a week?
I don't recommend
right?
it.
Right? Come on.
She's like, thumbs down.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes, but we get along real well, and it's been crazy.
You just don't write songs together, but you
just
sing
work.
Together. You sing songs that other people write for you together.
Yeah.
We write songs together with other people. We just always have to have a third person.
Oh, I see.
There you go. That's
a referee.
We like three ways.
Smart. Yeah.
You have a three-way. Yeah. That's how you keep a relationship together for 21 years.
Evidently.
You got to bring in a little strange every now and then.
That's right. Mix it up.
We do go to the Philippines every now and then.
Yeah.
Call up the Philippines.
What happens in the Philippines?
Honey, we're on tour.
Stays. So that shit does stay in the Philippines.
I want to ask you. So you guys
what
met.
There. It actually stays
yes.
there.
You whipped his ass at pool. And then how long before, I mean, who made the first move?
That didn't take very long.
Yeah.
You kissed at the bar.
Is that where the "Are you gonna kiss me or not" song came from? It's like
no, we slept together before that.
Oh yes.
I'm just kidding. The
this needs to be a video.
The first time of yeah, that's why I'm doing that. I think the first kiss was it was in her apartment, at the Baker Station apartment. In Antioch.
You have all these details. I love it.
Well, yeah.
You don't go to Antioch.
He knows
anymore.
All this stuff.
Amazing. What was I wearing? Do you remember what
you
I was
were
wearing?
Naked.
Oh no.
No, I don't know what you were wearing then, but I remember she was laying down on my lap on this love seat. She had we were watching TV or whatever, and she started doing the turtleneck thing a little bit. So I was wondering, I didn't know.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's that, you know, like.
Like, what's going on?
Like, right.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh. Like, yeah. Like,
I have a kink on my neck, but you can kiss me if you want to.
Oh, okay.
So that's when it all went down.
Yeah.
Right down. John's never had a girl do that. So he's like, no. What is this? What is this?
One day, maybe tonight.
Is the turtle head coming back in the shell?
Well, honestly, when I think of turtleneck, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, that's prairie dog.
Yeah, so that's what my brain went.
That's slightly less romantic.
It's what the worst thing.
Very effective.
Are you talking about the clothing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Talk about
like a turtle head. You mean with the it's
like,
the
like a turtle
two?
Head poking the out of the shell. On. Like, I gotta go use the bathroom.
Yeah,
there's a turtle head poking out of the shell. It's a number two!
I know that one. Yeah. I thought you said turtleneck. And so,
head, neck, it's like, all the same
I don't
thing.
Think it's a clothing line either.
All right.
Like your animals.
All right. Let's stop talking about poop, you guys. That's enough of that. So, how long before you actually wrote a song together the first time? And do you remember what it is? And blah, blah, blah. No.
They don't.
I don't have that detail. No. I don't know what the first time we wrote together.
Anywhere but here.
You know what? You're right.
I am right. I'm always right.
Yeah. Boom.
I have a license that says so.
we wrote our first song at the same place that White Christmas was written.
Okay, is this a test?
This is a guess.
Okay, I'm gonna guess.
All right,
Miami.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say Hawaii.
You can't write
close.
You can't write snow songs in Miami.
Thompson Square.
I'm thinking
Hawaii.
Of a different kind of snow in Miami.
He was probably high when he wrote it too.
There's Miami. Now you're shining.
I guess we know what table does drugs in here. Jesus.
That's who we're partying with after the show.
Remember that. Remember that table. Make friends with that table. Yeah.
Which table has the narcs?
Have been
because
located.
You have to say that you're narcs.
They've been located.
So where was? Now I'm dying
That's
to know.
Commitment.
What did you guess, John?
I said Hawaii, but because there's a Thompson Square Hawaii, so that's
is
where
there,
I was
there
going.
Is.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I Googled Thompson Square before his show.
And that's what
and
came
that
up first.
Up. I was like, it can't be them.
Don't tell them that that's the first thing that came up.
No, that's the second thing. But there
it
is a
better
place.
Better not be. I paid a lot of money for that show.
I was going to say. You're
but no, where was White Christmas written? Please, we're hanging on every word.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
At the Biltmore in Phoenix, by the pool.
He wrote White Christmas.
Walt Whitman?
He wrote White Christmas right there on the water fountain.
White Christmas. Yeah.
That's hard to say.
Yeah. He wrote White Christmas
right there on the water fountain. That's where we wrote our first song on our first album that actually got us a record deal.
Boom, right there at the water fountain.
Yeah. So that's, was that...
I feel like my back
that was just
gonna
a two-way, by the way.
Huh?
It was just a two-way.
A two-way?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Just a two-way.
Oh, that's the first one that you wrote together.
Yes. No ref involved in that one.
And so, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not was your first... giant number one hit.
That was a big one. Yeah, that was a big one. David Lee Murphy and Jim Collins wrote that song.
Okay. David Lee Murphy. I know that name.
Yeah, he's...
It's written, Charlie Murphy's...
he's written... yeah. It's uncanny the resemblance. Charlie Murphy and David Lee Murphy.
They're never in the same place at the same time.
No, he even know it.
Okay. So they wrote that. And then, like a... When did you guys decide to start singing as a band to get like as a group or duo as they call it?
It was probably about what
three
eight years. 8 years right. into our marriage, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we dated for 3 years. We were married 3 years. Still hanging on to the dream of having a solo career. It still hasn't
worked out.
Are you
going to leave me or not?
the greatest hits. probably right, 6-7 years, you know.
Yeah.
We were, I had a little gig down here on Broadway playing for Tips, and she came down and she was sitting with us and stuff. And there was a songwriter by the name of Don Goodman who's written a bunch of big hits. And he was like, he was a friend of mine, you know. He was like, man, I love your singing, but when you and your wife sing together, it's really something special. It kind of hit me.
Thank you.
Boom.
And then Dierks Bentley, his drummer, Steve Missamore, which is a really great friend of ours. We went down one night at Legends Corner, I believe it was, and we got up and sang a couple of songs, and we left, and Steve came off the stage, left the drum set, and chased us down the street and was like, man, I don't know, whatever this is, I'd like to do something with this, you know? I want to see you guys succeed. And so we cut a few songs with him, and, you know, time went by, nothing ever happened, and we had a bunch of different things or whatever. But when we started doing... We were like, maybe we should do this as a couple. Because I was playing guitar for another artist at the time. I was out touring, and I didn't like being away from her. And so I'd come.
Come on.
Because she made all the money. So he was like, if I'm away, then I don't get anything paid for. That's why.
But yeah, we just decided, and you know, because everyone tries to tell you in Nashville what you need to be or how you need to look or whatever else. And so she had things, and I had things, and then we, you know what, we want to be together, and that was the most important thing. And so we're like, we're going to be a married couple duo, and it hadn't happened in 40 years, but we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we did it, and everything.
It's paying off, everybody. Come on.
Thank you guys for that.
How great is that? That is awesome.
I wanted to know, because John and I, we act like we've never been to Nashville, but we've been here before.
We
have a few friends in this business, and I'm always curious as to, are there any songs out there that you really wanted to record, but then somebody else got to do it instead? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hear that's a thing, no?
I think there's a lot of songs that you hear and you go, man, I wish I would have had that song, you know?
Actually, you you had a little Kenny Chesney.
You know what?
Thing that happened.
What? Romance?
I hate that guy.
Oh, okay.
I moved to town.
Was that the Filipino girl you were talking about?
No.
That's a code name.
No. No, he... So when I moved to town, I was working at the... I had my... Everything I owned was in a U-Haul trailer. It's just the typical, stereotypical story.
Right.
Stupid idiot moving to a town to chase a dream. And I had my Blazer, and I had my U-Haul, you know, back behind me. So I got a job at this Western store called Nashville Cowboy. And I came to town with one song. I had this really crooked manager guy that was trying to rape me for the rest of my life back home.
WMA.
Never been there.
Not WMA.
Yeah, not them.
No.
And not literal rape.
Right.
Hashtag me too. Yeah. Oh, everybody's very sensitive. This is a very sensitive room.
It's the same crowd as before.
I know.
So we...
Keeper is trying to be so politically
Western.
Correct right now.
I'm remember
when people in Hollywood were upset? Anyway.
I'm sitting here
kidding.
Like a court
I don't know why I said that like it's a
I can't
bad
remember
thing.
What the question was.
Oh, cover. Songs that you wish you would have...
Oh, yeah. Thanks for...
Yeah, see, I remember stuff.
Thanks for that shit. So I came to town with one song through this guy. It was called When I Close My Eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a really hit. This is a hit song. Mm-hmm. You know? So I said, I want to come to town with this song. And I'm going to get a record deal, and this is going to be the launching pad. So I'm in Nashville Cowboy. It's like 10:30 at night. We just closed, and I got the vacuum cleaner, and I'm vacuuming the floor. Mm-hmm. And I hear the song When I Close My Eyes come over the radio.
Uh-huh.
It's Kenny Chesney.
Oh, shit.
This is way back
is
in the day.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh.
For real.
Do you know who Kenny Chesney
awesome.
Is? Have you heard of him? Yeah.
He wears a hat.
He has a song called that.
So that
no,
was
no,
his,
I know.
I was
that's
like,
crazy.
I was like, you watch. It's going to be his first note. Because Kenny had been here for a long time and hadn't had any success. And I was like, you watch. That's going to be his first damn number one. He's going to be a huge deal. I'll be damned.
Son
if
of a bitch.
Vacuum the floor, and that's, yeah.
As
exactly.
You're vacuuming.
Yeah.
My There's life, your
My life, yeah, 13 years later.
Oh.
Thanks, Kenny.
Men be vacuuming.
Could have been me.
I don't know what he's up to these days.
Could have been me in the pookie shells.
He's on his island somewhere. Like yeah. Chilling.
He's got his toes in the sand.
No, that's right. Zach Brown. Zach Brown.
Set my face in the clouds and my toes in the sand.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I should be a songwriter. I should be a songwriter, I think.
I should be a song listener.
You should definitely be a song listener.
But what about you?
If you've never heard our podcast before, John and I never remember the names of any movies or any celebrities.
It's so frustrating for the listener.
Paul Newman. I was like, you know, Cool Hand Luke. Yeah. The pool movie.
I didn't know either.
That's how I went like this. The pool scene.
You know.
Yeah.
The pool movie with Michael Phelps.
On every episode from now on. Just as a reference. Okay. Now, what about you? Ever had one that got away?
I kind of have a Kenny Chesney story myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's all share our Kenny
When the Sun Goes Down.
Oh,
Kenny Chesney, Cracker.
Oh.
I was working on a solo project in the studio, and it was a song that was pitched, and the folks I was working with didn't think it was a great girl song.
Oh.
So we passed on it, and.
Pigs.
Next thing you know,
boom! It is a girl song.
When the sun goes down,
wow,
we'll be grooving, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a big hit for Kenny.
I was gonna join in, but I was like, that's gonna sound stupid because these two are professionals.
And I don't know the lyrics.
And
probably.
I don't know the lyrics either.
And there's no screen.
Well, Kenny did it. It's still a girl song.
It's still a girl.
Boom!
It can be a girl,
come on!
Right?
That's funny.
I like.
That's funny.
I like the fact that you went back to it because no one heard it the first time.
I like that you went back to that.
I had to.
I noticed that.
John Ray
it was too good
if
to pass
hear
up.
It can't be
nobody
funny.
Laughed when you said it the first time. I'm like, man, it really missed
I'm like,
that.
I'm going double. I'm going double down.
You got to double down,
down
on that one, buddy.
Yeah. Double down.
The drug addicts liked it. That's all that matters.
That table.
Look at that.
The old cocaine table.
A whole table of them. I love it. It's not just one guy like dealing. It's like the whole table. Good to go.
I know.
I love it.
I
wish there was a million of you in here.
Thank you for that. What's one of your favorite? I mean, everyone does a cover song. I mean, is there one that you guys do that you like that?
That you do live? You mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Sure.
Do you? Yeah.
We do covers. Yeah. We we grew up on traditional country music. Like, that's the reason why we're in Nashville today is because of George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Woo!
Real country.
Will you teach me how to do that after the show?
Don't worry.
I think my mic go out. Loretta Lynn.
Thank you.
Just had a birthday, by the way.
Yes, she had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Loretta.
Yeah. Yesterday, day before.
So yeah, we do Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Oh, perfect. Which one do you do?
We do Jackson.
Ah, ooh. Jackson.
Oh, yes. Please give us a little taste of that right now.
I'm not ready. Them.
We
can't.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Nobody wants to hear you sing, even at Santa's Pub. No. Like, they're like,
oh, Santa's Pub.
Oh, God dang it. This John Reap guy signed up again.
I love Santa's Pub.
I know.
I love Santa's Pub.
We've never been there before.
What?
You've heard about it.
I've been to Santa's.
You've been to Santa's.
I've never been. When did you go? We're always together.
We're not always together.
Solo career coming up.
I slip in some things.
This is the Jerry Springer I was talking about.
This is the episode. It's their first podcast and their first breakup.
You heard it here first.
Santa's Pub is amazing. I enjoy that, but don't you love it?
So is it a karaoke bar?
It's a karaoke bar.
Karaoke every night.
It's in a trailer, and everyone smokes cigarettes and drinks beer.
They only serve beer because liquor makes people do terrible things.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do any songs with curse words in
it because
there's ladies present.
Right.
There's all these rules that you can't do on stage. You can't bring your drink up there. There's all this. Yeah, there's
lots of... It's a classy joint.
It's a classy joint in a double-wide trailer where people just chain smoke. Yeah. Fantastic.
It's totally Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of karaoke, how much do you love or hate karaoke?
I hate.
Don't you say you hate it. Do not say you hate it.
I hate almost all of it unless I can sing R. Kelly.
Oh, yes! We just, we're best friends now.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Kiefer, I love
you. They're going to start peeing on each other.
I don't see nothing wrong.
One more of these. If I could sing R. Kelly.
Thank you. Yes.
R. Kelly or Frank Sinatra. That's my thing. R. Kelly or Frank Sinatra.
Oh, nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, those are very similar.
Yeah.
Is that like your go-to?
In more ways than yeah. Actually they are.
Now, can you do
it? We can get deep on that if you want.
The remix to Ignition, but in Frank Sinatra's.
Yeah. It's a remix to Ignition.
That would be
good.
A great.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Thank
bad.
You.
Not bad.
You guys pretty right, good. Right in. Right
we
there.
Do the comedy jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
yeah,
done the comedy jam.
I like doing karaoke. I'm not
What's your go-to?
Well, I got three.
Yeah.
I like.
Hence the time limit.
I like doing one-hit wonders that people forget they know till they hear
ooh,
them again.
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh,
yeah.
What did you
such
do?
As?
We're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue,
and then we'll take it higher. Whoa, we're gonna rock.
Electric Avenue.
And it goes, whoa. The electric motorcycle noise.
Yeah.
I love that part. So I like that one. And then just to throw people off the scent, I'll do George Michael.
Okay.
Faith?
Father figure.
Yeah. Oh, father figure.
Because there's that one line where he just goes, I'll be your daddy. Oh! And then I look at someone right in the eyes.
Makes a knees weak.
Till the end of time.
Yeah.
But that's not my go-to.
You should try bump and grind, though. There's nothing quite like
I
a white guy.
I don't see nothing home.
With a little bump and grind. Yeah.
Baby! I love that shit. I don't see. I love that one.
That was me and Sean's make-out music for the first few years.
R. Kelly, what about Jodeci?
Oh, yeah. Jodeci, yeah.
Yeah? You like some Jodeci?
That was back in my senior high school days, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Jodeci.
Same ooh. Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
What Jodeci song?
Casey and JoJo. There were two of Jodeci. Cocaine Table Nose.
Forever, my lady.
I think
the only Fena, reason Cocaine Table is here is because Santa's Fena Pub is not great. Open yet.
Fena, yeah.
What? I missed that. What'd you say?
No, I said the only reason Cocaine Table is here is because Santa's Pub's not open yet.
But they'll be there directly.
Yes.
She just yelled out 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Yeah.
Y'all wrap this up.
Like, let's go.
Let's go.
That makes sense now why everybody in the audience keeps looking at their watch.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how much longer?
It's going to be the best night ever.
Oh,
had.
Wow.
Speaking of.
Wow.
What are you drinking, buddy?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out together.
Thank you.
Must be the roofie special.
I got a fan here.
You've got a family.
The roofie colada right here.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you love Jodeci.
Shauna's is
yes.
lucky tonight.
I
now, what about
hear
karaoke?
Them do Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Well, now they're on the spot.
Oh, you're spilling that drink. That's a major party foul.
Yeah, but overfilled.
Yeah, now you gotta. Is that the rule to when you spill yeah. a drink, you have to chug the whole thing?
You gotta chug the whole thing?
Listen, look at this.
You shitting me.
Wait, sir, talk about.
That guy looks like he brews meth every day.
Yes!
And he's like.
Stand up! Stand up!
I got.
Look at
I got
this guy.
An
come
hour
on.
Off. Look at this guy.
I know him. Tell I me. Know him.
You're a guitar player, right?
No, he's the bus driver from The Simpsons.
That guy.
I know you.
Is amazing.
You're here.
I mean, he's what like, you happened? Gotta chug it if you spill a little yeah. bit. I'm like,
you gotta chug it, man. It's the rules. Yeah.
It's like
the rules. There's
never heard
there's
that
rules
rule.
That supersede everything else.
Yes.
And that's one of them.
That sounds like a rule that was in his house when he was
chug
growing
it,
up.
Right.
It's like his dad's like, you spilled it, son. You better chug it. You ain't wasting good beer.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
like my dad.
He was on that like quick.
No, yeah. He was very upset.
My dad always let me hold his beer for him, you know, because he was driving when I was little. So he always, knew how to hold a beer from the time I was four. He's
responsible.
Wait, yeah. Your dad's here, isn't he?
Yes, he's here.
He's
he was the one
back.
Laughing the loudest.
I think he's at the
he's
bar.
Our Uber driver back there getting hammered.
Yes, my dad is. Touchdowns with Tony is back there. And
yes.
Yes, he went on his first Uber ride today. He's all grown up.
Wow.
He's like, it was real easy. I saw him giving, like, pulling all this money out to give to the driver. I was like, oh.
Just put that, just go ahead and put that away.
Yeah.
He'd already paid for it. Yeah. Someone has.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, okay. Oh, wait. Do we get to hear Jackson or no? Yeah, I don't want to really put you on the spot.
I mean, let's ask them.
Oh, he's grabbing the guitar and everything.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I don't want to make you guys, like, do a little song.
Am I
going to
hold your mic to you? Oh, double duty here?
Hold it nice and tight.
Yeah. Like a pool stick.
Man, this audience is on fire.
Okay.
Can I get both? Just sing really loud.
Yeah. Here, now. Take
mine. Oh, yeah. No, I got it. What? This is like college.
Everybody. I've seen that video.
A lot of
I knew you.
This is like Hell Week all over again.
Just let them touch it to your face.
Yeah. And you'll be a pike. No one.
Of course, cocaine table knows what pikes are.
Everybody knows about the fraternity.
They know the history of pikes, I guess. Get it out of my face. All right. I can't concentrate.
Everybody, stop looking at him.
I'm having night terrors right now. All those things in my face. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
Yeah!
We've been talking about Jackson ever since that fire went out. Yes, I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. How much of this song do you want to do?
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go on and wreck your hell.
Yes.
Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Just go on to Jackson.
Woo!
Go comb your hair.
I want to snowball it, Jax.
We'll see if I care.
Good job. That was awesome.
About that? Yes.
Oh, that made all my dreams come true.
Now R. Kelly.
Y'all ever change the words to your songs to be, I know you do. I know. I can tell that Kiefer at home is just like... I know you change words around at home, and you're like, you know, it'd be funny if we say balls here. Yeah. Are you going to put balls in my mouth or not? Like, there's no way. Or your breasts in your mouth, I guess. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
You going to fist me.
See? I knew
That's it. See, that's why.
I knew it. See? Every songwriter.
You got him.
The worm. The worm was on the hook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I love it.
It's not my word. That's Nick's word.
That's great.
That's good times. I hope that we'll go to Santa's Pub together.
I hope so.
I would love that.
They open at 9 o'clock, so
apparently.
I'm not driving anywhere now. I tell you
now, what about you? Do you do that? Like he has Sinatra
Shauna lyrics? No, I just sit back and enjoy whatever he's
making
coming up.
Up
with. Yeah,
I have a few. Yeah,
he's actually pretty good at it.
What's one of the? Let me ask you this: best or worst places that you've performed?
Oh wow!
Go.
Yeah, because John and I are, we're.
You know what? Politically, I can't really say the worst place.
Oh, now you
have
to.
It's tough.
You told me the one story, though, back before we were
a duo.
Oh, no,
I do have a worst story.
Oh, good.
Before we had a record deal.
Yes.
There was a gig that came in for me, and it was playing at a pumpkin patch in Franklin. And,
why not?
Fancy.
Why not?
Right.
It was around Halloween.
Is Franklin the part that's embarrassing?
Franklin's in the house.
Franklin is our hood.
Franklin's here.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Franklin. Yeah.
The money's here. The money's here. The rich people are here.
A pumpkin patch in Franklin.
So we live in a pumpkin patch.
You do. Good job. You're really doing better than I thought.
It was tough in the beginning. With all that orange, it was tough. So this gig came in, and I played for a field of pumpkins. There was no one showed. I had a tip jar out there.
Oh, shit.
No.
And it was actually, I believe it was Loretta Lynn's granddaughter that got this gig for me. So to hell with her.
Yeah.
And I did this show, and there was, I think there maybe have been three or four little kids picking pumpkins out. And I made $1 or $2 that day.
Oh,
tips.
Man. How long did you play?
About before I said F it, I said maybe about 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a 3-hour gig, but I was like, no, I'm leaving.
You just put an autopilot and just get through
did
it.
Did you take a pumpkin home?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no. You didn't even get a pumpkin.
No, I was so mad.
Did you play Smashing Pumpkins? Yeah,
I should have.
I would have done that.
That was a debilitating day for me. That sent me back a little bit to the depression.
As comics, we've had those experiences.
Oh. Yeah. What's the worst gig you guys ever had?
Worst gig.
Well, for me.
Well, this doesn't count.
No, we're not counting this. No.
In the past.
Oh, man.
I did a gig for 4 people.
Oh, yeah, at that college,
at a community college.
He opened for Dwight Yoakam, and then the next day goes to this college.
I had to do another, yes.
And they acted like they're like, well, oh, that's right, we have a comedian.
They paid me for 2 shows, right? They're like, we're going to do one at noon. We're going to do one at 9:30 p.m.
The matinee.
I do the noon one in the cafeteria. It's like this. Awesome. And I go, okay. And she paid me. She goes, this is for both shows. You better come back at 9:30. I'm like, okay, I'm going to where to go. So I come back, and there is no one there. It's 4 people not sitting together. And I'm like,
so I'm they're like, studying.
No one's there to introduce me. I'm like, I guess I got to go find her. And I walked around the campus, took 2 seconds, found her office.
Because it was community
college. Yes. Thank you.
Just one building.
I found her office. I go, hey, back for the second show. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Like she forgot.
I forgot you were here.
She forgot.
Yeah.
I go,
dang it.
I said, I was just there. There's only 4 people. Do you want me to do a show for 4 people? She says, you'll do the show. You're giving me that money back.
Whoa.
I said, I'm talking to that cherub. If you get that money back, I'm here. I will talk out loud for 1 hour before you get that money back. Mm-hmm. So I went on stage. First thing I did was apologize. I said, I know you guys aren't here for a comedy show, but I am being forced to talk out loud for 1 hour. Feel free to leave. I'm doing this. And it sucked balls.
I will say this. So we get to play shows all over the country and the world or whatever else and hide behind songs.
Yeah.
Because they're already pre-written.
Yeah.
We know how it's going to go. But these guys go out there and do... This is some scary stuff. When you guys came out tonight, I was like, I don't know if I have the nuts to do that.
Put your
hands together for these guys.
Thompson Square likes us.
This is.
We're getting the Thompson Square bump tonight.
Scary, man.
And then we're getting that table is going to give us a bump. Yeah.
They've already had a bump. But this is scary stuff, man. Yeah. Just going out.
Like, it is scary when it doesn't go well because you can't just drown out the sound of silence with your own voice.
You can't just play over it.
Yeah.
It's like still
I did a gig
you
here.
You can't just leave. Yeah.
that's right. You can't just walk off.
Yeah, you can.
You could do the hoedown dance first.
Even though
you're talking about SNL, right?
Yeah. But I will say this: I'm a massive Ashley Simpson fan.
I love Ashley Simpson.
Killer stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway,
why are you winking at me?
I was thinking of you in high heels.
Yeah. Let's go to the Philippines.
I did a gig here in Nashville for my friend John Rich, who we were talking about earlier. He brought me out when I first met him to play his 31st birthday party here. And when I first met him, I was waiting table. Yeah, it was a long time. It was before I was even roasting. So he basically brought me out to roast all of his friends. And I didn't really know what roasting was. When I first met him, he heard I was a comedian. He was like, I love comedy. And I said, I know you ordered a Chardonnay because I was his waitress. And so he's like, can you write songs about country music artists? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm really good at that. I had never written a joke about a country music artist. But I wrote him a joke. I sent him a joke every day for 6 months so he wouldn't forget about me. And he brought me out here to perform at his birthday party. And it was right in the height of Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And I get up on stage, and the very first joke I say, I mean, I see Kix Brooks, like, sitting straight ahead. And I go, oh, man, Kix Brooks, I'm a huge fan. But I never remember which one is Brooks and which one is Dunn, which one has the mustache, which one doesn't, which one actually tames the white tigers, and which one doesn't do magic at all. I always forget. Yeah, you guys have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He did not at that moment, you know. And basically every single, like, famous person in Nashville is there. And they all just, like, look at Kix as if to be like, is it okay if we laugh? And he's just, like, arms crossed, negative. And I was like, did you not think that was funny? And he goes, no. And I go, well, maybe I didn't tell it right. I'll tell it again. And I told it again. And then at the end I go, it's just easier to remember y'all are lovers because you can't spend 20 years together and not at least make out on the red dirt road. And it was downhill from there. And literally the band started playing cricket noises.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. And Brian McKnight came up after me because him and John wrote, like, one, you're not going to get a dream, whatever. And and he was like, well, I guess I got to clean up this mess. And then I got so hammered, and me and Tanya Tucker made out at the bar.
Woo!
Because she thought I was funny.
That's a good ending.
Yeah. Nice. But cut to, like, you know, whatever, there was like 3 or 4 at his 40th birthday party. I was here to perform, and I said that same joke to Kix Brooks, and he died laughing. So a lot of it is just, like, the confidence that you have in telling the joke. And I just didn't have the courage.
And the amount of money you have at that point.
Yes. And the amount of fucks you care to give.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a shit anymore.
I'm so rich.
No, I'm just saying I don't care. Like,
right.
You can't ruin my career at this point. I've done enough to myself.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try, Kix. You ain't done nothing I've done.
Now, what about you? What, you got a nightmare story on stage?
It was her wedding day, and she was walking.
No.
they had your back.
Quickly.
That was nice.
Well, when you mentioned nightmare on stage, the first thing that came to mind was Kiefer about to slide off of the stage.
Oh.
What?
Like... Yes, he...
Is he doing the electric slide?
No, it wasn't the electric slide. He, we were... Actually, you did fall.
The electric slide.
Falling on stage is, like, my biggest fear. Like,
right. It's easy to do.
Absolutely my biggest fear.
You can't... The lights are in your eyes. You can't see. Everything's dark.
Yes, so we were in Deadwood, Colorado... Or, South Dakota, I'm sorry.
Deadwood, Colorado. Beautiful place.
I was like, and...
Good HBO show, by the way.
Beautiful place.
Deadwood was my nickname in high school.
Almost like South Dakota.
Sorry.
She was like, no, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
Mine.
You're too slow, John. That's mine.
Yes.
Sorry.
Serve up another one, Sean.
I want her to take that one. I don't want to say I'm Deadwood.
So we're in Deadwood, and Kiefer steps off of the stage onto a big sub, like a big bass. Yeah.
Well, I stepped in between it.
And slips and falls and...
Right on the nuts.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Scissored. Scissored the stage.
I could not stop laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. It was really bad, and I felt bad for laughing, but yeah.
Because she doesn't have nuts.
But she's still talking about it and laughing.
She doesn't understand nuts, guys. Can I, you know what I'm talking about?
One of the worst
they don't understand
of
that.
All time.
No, it's
okay.
Now, did it actually? Sometimes it, some are worse than others.
Well, no,
is this the bad
still,
one?
I still have them.
Good. Okay, this is. I still has his balls.
That's what you're watching. If that's what you're.
Did you just tell people to applaud that he still has his nuts?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got his balls.
Yeah, that was probably.
That was a pretty bad. Nightmare for me. Yeah, I'm married to him.
You're like, wait, I'm out. I need those balls.
She's like, what am I gonna do with that now? Yeah. There's only one.
Now, what's next for you guys? Are you on some massive worldwide tour that stops in Nashville for one night just for the Fried Podcast, and then you're off to Germany or something?
This is actually the highlight of the year, and then we're just pretty much...
We have our fine new music that you bought.
Yes!
Yes.
Have you guys got it yet? It's great.
You lying bastards.
Wow. It's the two people here
Send it to you. I already paid for it. I'll just send it to you.
Oh, no!
It's amazing.
He's burning CDs backstage right now. He's selling for $5.
Wow. I love Millionaire, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great song.
Thank you.
And the whole album's great. But
well, we released half the album. The second half is out June 1st. We're doing a vinyl thing. And
okay.
It's our first studio album, like, in 5 years, so...
Yeah,
we're
go
really
get it.
Excited about it, yeah.
I was confused, because, no shit.
Thank
I actually
you.
Tried Thank to get all of it, and only half of it downloaded.
Right.
I thought I had it back in there. So you're telling me that yeah. that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no, it
yeah. You're only, yes. I'm only supposed to get half.
Yeah, only half.
Okay.
It's half price.
John's like, the Wi-Fi must not
yeah.
be good in here.
I was like,
it's damn dial-up. I'm
going
to get five songs.
I want
this is
Starbucks.
A rip-off.
I hate Thompson Square. God, I hate Thompson Square.
Yeah.
Thompson, the Thompson
Square.
Twins.
It was Thompson Station.
Do you remember the Thompson Twins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know the song?
We saw them in the airport.
Hold me now.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my heart.
There she yeah. does it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Coke and table is right
stay
there.
With me.
Oh, my just stay with me. That's what we're doing. We're going to stand this pub. We're not going to play any of your stuff. We're going to do all covers.
We're just
Thompson Twins.
No, yeah. We appreciate the plug, though, because it's the first time we've had in 5 years. And
it's really great.
Some things were voluntary in the last 5 years. Some were not. But the coolest thing that we've done in the last 5 years is have a boy. We made a
Come
baby.
Come on!
We made a baby.
They have a son!
And...
His this was before the Deadwood incident.
Yeah,
it's the best thing they've put out.
That's why you were worried. You're like, wait a minute, I need those balls.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, he had like three hands.
So we got a third Thompson.
Yeah.
Nice. What's his name?
A third Thompson. So his name is Cooper. He just turned 2 years old in January, and he's the love of our life and the center of our universe. And it's just so it's been a, the album's called Masterpiece. The masterpiece was written about him. And
I was going to ask you
yeah,
about that.
It wasn't a cocky thing. Like, this is the best shit ever.
Well, I was wondering. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
My parents have never called me
no.
a masterpiece.
They just say, he's a real piece.
It's another, yeah, it's another word that starts with an M.
Or a piece of,
mistake. No.
Oh,
you
come
guys
on,
are
Miami.
So sweet that you actually think that they would say that. I mean, come on. Look at me.
Her dad's right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So nice.
All right. You yeah. guys have been
no,
great.
No, Masterpiece is a great, great, great song.
Thank you.
Also
Thank
love, you. Was it Let's Do Something Stupid?
Let's Do Something Stupid.
Yes.
So Let's Do Something Stupid is a true story. When
Can
I was,
you talk about
well,
it?
Well, I guess.
That's
about
when you decided to have a baby.
The Philippines now.
Yeah. It was about the girl that I was dating. I met Shauna, and I was like, you know, I'm still with this girl, but we've broken up, but it's like... Still in a very violent stage. And she was like, well, I think we should just do something stupid and just, you know, go ahead and get into it, you know? So, you know, it was
Boom.
Cool. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
So what and, is the stupid part?
So the stupid thing was just getting together, you know, and starting a relationship when there was still a potential, you know,
yeah.
murderer. And so she's a great girl.
Yeah. We still talking about Ashley Simpson?
I don't know who we're talking about.
I'm lost.
But yeah, that song I wrote that with Jason Lenning, and that's one. It was actually the first song that we ever wrote together, and he's brilliant. And it was an amazing process to go through this whole thing, and just be able to record the songs that we wanted to. And we did this whole album for our fans. We didn't have anybody else telling us what to do.
That's great.
We could cut whatever song we wanted to. We write whatever we wanted to. And as an artist, it's really a liberating experience to be able to do that. So,
yeah.
And the fans are talking right now.
And I'm
now.
Sure the fans thank you for that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So John Marks of Spotify is playing the crap out of the song of A Love Like This and Millionaires. And,
mm-hmm.
and Sirius XM is playing... Masterpiece. They're all playing different stuff, and then we're just like, there's no rules, man. Just play it. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just get it out, you know. Yeah. So thank you guys for consuming it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go consume it more.
Masterpiece. It is out now, and then the rest of it comes out on
June 1st.
So
yes.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And I have to mention, too, today is Wednesday, and Kiefer and I typically do what we call Wino Wednesday on our Facebook. So yes. If anybody's, I think we're streaming right now on our Facebook. Your... So all of our Wino Wednesdayers out there on our Facebook.
Yeah. Is that it right there?
Yes.
Hey, right Thompson Square fans.
This is our Wino Wednesday for the night.
My name is Sarah Tiana. That's John Reap over there.
Yes.
So we started this. The Coke table's chiming in, man. Yeah. I want to know what you're laughing at. You know?
It's a 5-second delay.
Oh, no, they
delay.
Just saw a coaster.
Like, once you start
there's a coaster on the table,
it's
and they're
like singing the national.
Straws! Straws.
I love straws.
Straws. They help me suck liquid out of glass.
I like putting straws on my nose.
I think that one of my favorite jokes about, speaking of Miami table cocaine, Argus Hamilton. Uh-huh. Which we know and love.
Yes.
Might have one of the best cocaine jokes of
Argus
all time.
Hamilton is his 70s, and he's like the oldest member of the Comedy Store in LA, and he still performs there.
Still
every night.
And yes. Submits jokes for many Tonight Show, that kind of stuff. He's a Southern guy.
Yeah.
His joke is like, I don't like cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
Great joke.
Argus Hamilton, everybody.
Argus Hamilton. You were going to say something else before.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's take one question from the crowd, and then we'll wrap this puppy up. Anybody want to ask Thompson Square question?
Besides
no?
Method.
Okay, great.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Thank you all for coming
you
out tonight.
You absolutely can ask a question because are you going to chug it or what?
Are you
going to
chug it or not?
No, don't.
You don't have to.
I know I don't have to.
I ain't going to stop him.
No, but I will take a nice.
Okay, so that's a no.
I will take a nice sturdy drink, though.
There you go.
Kiefer, I'm a little disappointed because when Sarah asks you if you ever write songs that are like, well, she didn't say
funny.
Dirty, but like
ooh, yeah.
Alternate versions.
Right.
You do have a song.
Oh, my God, it went away.
He did chug it. Oh, you didn't even see it happen. He's also a magician.
Wait a minute.
There's
wow.
That was for you, my friend.
The burp was more for you, the meth head guy.
Wait,
the
bird is the word.
Please finish your thought, Sean.
Okay.
You
yes.
Kiefer can tell the story a little bit better than I, but you should really do your song.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag.
Can talk right now.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Do you want him to do that?
You should do your
dirty
song. The dirty song.
Kind of talk.
You wrote when you were. Really trying to write a serious song, but you wrote the dirty
doggy
song.
Who said that out there?
Oh,
it might somebody have been
somebody
out here
that
said it.
Works. No,
I stopped singing this song. I retired this song a long time ago because.
Sorry, guys.
Because boo.
You want me to sing it?
Do
yes,
it.
Please.
Do
is it on?
Bow, wow, wow! Yippee yo, yippee yay! Doggy dogs in the motherfucker. Hi-yo.
Oh my God.
We are at Zany's. I feel that's appropriate.
I'll do it if you want me to.
Let's totally do it.
I don't want it. No,
and that's
no
how,
pressure.
That's how we'll end this.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So we'll end it as he's playing this song, but finish it. We did not rehearse.
You think?
All right, wait. How many microphones do you need for this one?
I feel. You're double fisting. It's just like college. So I wrote this song with a friend of mine named Willie Mack. And I'm a huge dog lover. And this day that we were writing, our
Yorkshire. Nope.
There's
a short. I knew there was a short.
There's short? Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
So. We were writing a song, and I saw our little Yorkie was on the corner of the sofa, and the AC unit was hitting him in the face, and his hair was blowing back like a model. And I was like, man, God damn. Here, Shauna, put 3 in your hand. You know. Here.
Okay, here we go.
Just like college. She's got 3 in her hand. I like you guys. So I was wondering, I was like, man, how cool would that be to be like living a dog's life? You know? How cool would that be to be it? Because you don't have to do anything. You sleep all day. It's just, I've never had a dog smoke pot, but yeah. Maybe.
You have to make them do that.
Someone just said, you just smoke pot all day. I'm like, I've never had a dog smoke pot, but that'd be a cool trick.
That would be nice to come home and see them just toke it up.
That'd be a little doggy
like,
bong.
How did you get that thumb?
A little doggy bong, yeah. So this song's called Doggy Style.
Woo!
I'll take a dump in your front yard. Piss on the tires of your new car. Chew up your shoes and pull out all the trash. I'll be as bad as I can be, cause I know you can't stay mad at me.
It's rain, I think. You just made the Lord cry tornado, with this man. Song.
I was getting ready to like get the hell out of here.
You gotta end it with Purple Rain
yeah,
now.
Y'all, good luck, everybody. I'm out. I'll be as bad as I can be, cause I know you can't stay mad at me. Yes, I love this life I have. I've got a bitch on every corner. No gate can keep me in. You can stick that leash where the sun ain't never been. Yes, I'm the envy of every man. I lick my balls because I can. Then I'll lick your face and watch you smile. Yes, I love living life. Doggy style.
Yeah.
There's more. Well, I just wag my tail and grin when you think that's mud you're tracking in. And I'll be hiding when you catch a whiff. I want a treat, but don't make me beg, or I come over there and I hump your leg. Life don't get no better than this. Everybody. Cause I got a bitch on every corner. No gate can keep me in. You can stick that leash where the sun ain't never been. Yes, I'm the envy of every man. I lick my balls because I can. Then I lick your face and watch you smile. Yes, I love living life, doggy style. I rewrote the bridge on the way over tonight.
Oh, yes.
I'll wake you up at 3 a.m. a-yakking. You'll look at me like, what the hell just happened? See, I've got a bitch on every corner. Woo! No gate can keep me in. You can stick that leash where the sun ain't never been. Yes, I'm the envy of every man. I lick my balls because I can. Then I lick your face and watch you smile. Yes, I love living life. Yes, I love living life. Hey. Woo. I love living life. Doggy style.
Yay!
Yeah.
How about Thompson Square, everybody?
That was amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Thompson Square.
Thank you to Kiefer and Shauna.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure you buy their new album.
Yes, please.
Yes. And
and thank you for listening to another amazing, awesome episode of
Fried.
Thank you!
Happy Friday,
everybody!
Love, a life sees sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.